Oren B.
Andy, geez, it's been a while, mate.
It has been. Good. I think, what is it? Prior to Easter was our last catch-up.
Geez, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was, because you were talking about, you were heading up to the beach house, weren't you, for Easter?
Yeah, we went over and spent a couple of days there with family and stuff. It was good.
Yeah, so that was the last time we caught up. Actually, Easter was interesting in our household, I've got to say, because my middle daughter, Mia, she has no limit to when it comes to eating chocolate. So she had a friend. Yeah, I don't blame her either because I love it myself. She had a friend come stay and they were both just chilling out in her room and she's absolutely gorged on chocolate. Next minute, these girls have set up this beautiful little hut, you know, all the fairy lights and the nice blanket over the top and they're in there chilling out. And suddenly my daughter sat up and spewed. And her friend was very put off. But the thing is, though, is that Mia spewed only a little bit in her room, but then she managed to run to the bathroom where she... And I have...
Unleashed the fury.
Unleashed the fury is exactly what I was looking for. But the problem is that all of that fury was everywhere around and on the toilet, not in it.
I bet it all looked like chocolate.
Well... Yes, but there was also pasta, and we hadn't had pasta for like 4 days. That's not the point. I'm not here to discuss what's in it, but I don't know how she missed the toilet, but my God, for a little body, fuck me, did she spew. Like,
I know how much your daughter could spew, because I remember one episode where you were away with my wife and your wife getting signed up for a marathon run thing you were doing.
That's right.
And I was looking after you, all the kids, and one of them comes out and goes, I don't feel very well. All over the floor.
And that was Mia, yeah.
And that was your daughter.
Yeah. That's right. You got first-hand experience of how much that kid can spew. When she was way littler, she would devour an entire pizza.
Yeah.
And I never knew where she could put it. But most of the time that pizza would, we would see it again. There's no limit.
Doesn't have an off switch.
Yeah, so that's how our Easter went. But yeah, she was okay after that. I was actually on leave myself. I took my leave from work and it was quite chill. I mean, it wasn't during the school holidays, so we couldn't really do a lot. I've got to say the house was bloody clean. The garden was looking good, but here's this thing. During my leave, I found this new motivation to exercise, and I always find it quite difficult to find that motivation. But I'm into week four now of exercising 6 days a week, and I'm just trying to get back into the fitness thing. And I'm still capitalizing on said motivation. So far, so good.
I've been doing the same, eh? I've been getting out a bit more on the push bike and going out doing a bit more track clearing for the motorbike tracks and stuff. So,
because you were talking about how my daughter spewed when you were looking after her all those years ago when I was signing up for a marathon. And I've started doing what they call the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
So it's a running program that I do 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you just do interval runs. So, for instance, the first week will be a minute of running and a minute of walking, a minute of running, a minute of walking, and you repeat that 5 times. Week 2, the run increases. Week 3, the run increases, and so on and so forth. And now I'm up to week 4. And yesterday, actually, I was in the gym using the treadmill, and I tweaked an old injury in my left calf.
Yeah.
So that's slowed me down for a bit, which is unfortunate.
The old, pulled a hammy.
Yeah. Luckily, I did stop when I felt it. So it's feeling okay today. So I might just give it a couple of days. Just focus on the upper body because that's what I do in between my run days. 3 days of upper body stuff and 3 days running. And hopefully we'll be okay next week.
Right.
Yeah, last thing I needed.
It's good to get back into it, though. You feel good, eh, when you start sort of getting back into your fitness.
Yeah. Because I read this quote a while ago. Is it like it was along the lines of motivation will not just happen. You've got to just push yourself into it and then the motivation will come and then you just capitalize on that and that's kind of where I'm at now.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you start, it's a matter of getting that momentum going.
Yeah.
Keeping yourself going. Oh, I could sit on the couch and do nothing, or I could get out and go for a cycle or kind of do something, you know?
That's right. And the kind of job I have now, and the same with you, mate, you know, it's not very physical. It's not as physical as it used to be. So, you know, the weight's gone on and now we've got to try and reverse it.
Yeah, says the guy sitting here drinking a beer.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'd join you, but I'm working tomorrow. Been doing a few.
Yeah, I'm going to go to work in the morning. I'm just having the one. I've just got back from Coast Guard training, actually.
Oh, yeah, so nice.
Just been down training for a couple of hours. So it was good.
Very good. Yeah, is that going all right for you?
Yeah, just ticking the boxes now slowly, eh? Just getting through all the online learning and how to do all the stuff officially, like how to tie all the knots. You got to know how to tie all the marine knots.
Yep.
So trying to remember them all.
It's a mission,
and then being able to, So there's a lot of work in it. But
It's worth it, though, isn't it?
The good thing is there's no pressure. It's not like you're getting paid to do it. So it's just when you can fit it in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's worth knowing those knots because they do come in handy in your everyday life too, I might admit, having learnt those in the fire brigade.
Oh, they are handy, all right.
Yeah. All righty. We'll crack into it. 2, 3, 4, 5, down the tools and up the mic.
A trainee guy, a radio guy, two best mates chatting on the fly. We're musos, we're dads, we're completely the same. We'll yarn about anything, it's all fair game. One hits nails and one nails hits. We'll review good beers and just shoot the shit. We're R&B and Andy G, and this is Tradio, Tradio.
And it's episode 63.
63.
Yep.
God, how many years have we been doing this now?
This is
3 years or something?
We're approaching our third year.
God. Time flies, eh?
It does, mate. Still enjoying it, though?
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
To catch up, eh?
It is. And in fact, a little bit later on, I've got a bit of feedback to share from an American listener who wrote into the show, which is quite neat. So, yeah, we'll share that with you very shortly. Won Lotto this week, mate. And we have talked in a previous episode about how Lotto just is such a have and it's ridiculous. And when I say I won Lotto, I won $30 on a ticket I forgot I had because I play with the Lotto app and it must have been a month or so. It was start of April. I bought a ticket and forgot to check it. And when I checked it this week, I had a look and that was a winning ticket, but then with that came a bonus ticket, which is just six numbers.
Yeah.
And when the bonus ticket was checked, that was a winner as well. And
sweet, on a roll.
On one single line, it had four numbers, and I won $30. And I thought, well, for fuck's sake, if I'd got two more numbers, it would have been a million.
Yeah, so there's a big difference in a couple of numbers, eh?
Yeah. Let me show you. All on the same line.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yee-hoo. So two more numbers. So yeah, $30.
$30.
Such a have. Two more numbers would have been a million, but I got 30 for four numbers.
You're addicted to it, eh? That's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a sucker. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, that's three wins this year. Actually, that's not too bad. But they've just paid for the next ticket.
I think I've got a couple of, like, bonus tickets this year. I think it's about all I've won.
It's a downer,
quite a while,
right? It's a downer. You've won a bonus ticket. Well, fuck. Can't pay the bills with that, can I?
No. You just go, please let the bonus ticket be a winner.
Yeah. A couple of my colleagues at work a couple of years back, the two of them went into a syndicate together and they won $500,000. They split it down the middle, obviously, $250 each. And they spent it on their houses. They renovated their houses, paid off some of their mortgage. So that's not bad, Gavin.
Yeah, that's the wise thing to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them, I mean, they've still
cocaine and hookers is not a good idea.
What's his name from Te Kauwhata, he spent a bit of it on that, didn't he?
Yeah, he's, I think there's a few of them probably end up going down that path for a bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you suddenly have all that money in front of you, you don't actually know what to do with it other than just flaunt it. Fun and games.
Spend up large.
Yeah. Tradio. Talking about colleagues, work, etc., etc., since I've gone back to work after my leave recently, there's been, well, it happened when I was away, but suddenly when you're sitting at your desk, you get these little fruit flies that fly around you.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a plague of them in our communication centre at the moment. And you'd just be sitting at your desk minding your own business. Next minute, these little fruit flies start fluttering around you.
And one of your work colleagues accidentally leaves some fruit somewhere they shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, we can't find any fruit laying around anywhere, but there are a couple of plants in the communications centre, so we're wondering if they're coming from there. There are like organic waste bins where you can put your apple cores, orange peels, and just general food items that you're discarding. But those bins get emptied quite frequently. Like the cleaners up in the building there are very good, and they empty those bins every day. So we don't know if they're coming from there. So yeah, we've got this little plague of fruit flies up at work at the moment. And here's the thing, they've got to be coming from in there somewhere, because in order to get into my communication centre, you've got to walk through almost 10 security doors. So it's quite a mission for a little fly to get from outside and through 10 security doors, and lots of little flies at that. So they're obviously breeding in there somewhere.
Is there any, is there any windows in your work?
None of the windows open.
No, yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, it's a big mystery at the moment where the little fruit flies are coming from.
They seem to have come out of nowhere, eh? They just appear out of the ether.
Yeah.
They just like...
Yeah, they do. Because I wonder if they do actually come in on fruit, but they're so minuscule you don't see them until they hatch.
Mm. But then you got to think to yourself, when you're eating fruit, are the fruit fly larvae and maggots on that already and you're eating them?
Exactly.
Because they just seem to appear every time there's fruit around.
Yeah, because I'm pretty bad for eating apples without washing them first.
Same. So I just get the old shirt rub.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's got to be shiny.
Yeah.
And that's generally enough. But yeah, anyway, little fruit flies. I'll keep you well and truly updated. I'm sure I've piqued a few people's interest here.
Yeah. We've got a fair few of them at home, mate, because we've got a little scrap bin inside now.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of putting it down the incinerator, because we've got the big scrap bin outside, so every couple of days we're going to empty it. But while it's sitting there for a couple of days, the fruit fly's moving.
Yeah.
So.
But that's it. Where do they come from?
Went down to Boombuster the other weekend. That was cool. Haven't done that for a while.
What's that?
Boombusters. Oh, it's a big trail ride. There was about 1,000 riders there, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, huge, huge ride. It was cool, man. Me and Chris and a couple of other mates, Dougal and his son Jack, went down. Oh, you remember Dougal?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, him, he came down. And we went down and did quite a few laps down there. We did about 125 Ks of riding that day.
Oh, shit.
So
it's a few Ks.
Pretty hard out. And I was a bit out of shape too, so after that many Ks, when I got off my bike, I was pretty shattered. I've had enough. That's enough for me.
So, Walking like you just got off a horse.
Yeah, it was good though. Bloody good riding, man. It was so much fun.
Oh, brilliant.
I forget. I love those trips, eh? It's like the boys' trips, you know, like you get in the car and you're bloody, we left here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
You know, like a 3-hour drive down to where the ride is, you ride all day and then all the camaraderie and then you drive home, eh? I haven't done a proper one like that for years, so it's bloody good fun. It's actually my first trail ride back since I broke my neck, so.
Ah, right. You do the obligatory pie and coffee stop on your way, or?
Yeah, we did. We stopped in T-Rail. I think it was. It's a really good shop there, man. Beautiful pies and filled rolls and
breakfast of champions.
It was. It was good. Good feed.
It's a bit like our trips when we go out fishing, eh? We've got to stop at the Blue Bakery.
Blue Bakery on the way up, and then stop at the pub for Guns. A beer and chips.
Yeah. We always pop in and see there's a guy that always works at that same Blue Bakery every time we go in there. We call him Coffee Bro.
Coffee Bro.
Because he says, "You want a coffee, bro? You want a coffee, bro?" So we called him Coffee Bro. Excellent. Oh, that's good, mate. Glad you're sort of getting back into it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We went to your old haunt the other day, actually. Went down to Rotorua.
Oh, yeah. What's going on there?
That was good. Yeah, took the kids down. We had a day out and decided the kids really wanted to go and have a cycle in the Redwoods. So we took the kids down, and we hired a couple of mountain bikes. We took a couple of mountain bikes from here down. And then... spent the whole day down there cycling around the forest. It was bloody good, actually. I love riding around that forest, eh?
Wow, it's beautiful, eh? Like, you can spend more than a day in there. Did you actually stay, or did you actually go in the morning and back in the evening?
No, yeah, we just drove down early in the morning, spent most of the day cycling around the forest, and then just drove back in the evening.
It's close enough to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about an hour 45, I think.
Mm.
So, drive.
Yeah, the Redwood Forest in Rotorua It's absolutely stunning. It's worth it.
Anyone listening out there all over the world, if you get a chance to come to New Zealand and you want to do something really cool and adventurous, yep, Rotorua, go to the Redwoods and go mountain biking. It's so good.
Yeah, just consider us your unofficial Tourism New Zealand ambassadors.
That's right.
And when you do, just look us up. We'll have a beer. Tradio. Actually, talking of beer,
yeah,
I got on the piss a couple of weeks ago. Just sat at my laptop and did a couple of things and thought I'd have a couple of beers while I did it. And a couple of beers turned into a few more. And then I got stuck in the YouTube rabbit hole, as you do. But here's the thing, though. Like, I started getting the hiccups. And you know when you get the hiccups and they're just so taxing, like they take it out of you, and you just can't get rid of them. They're just there and you can't get rid of them.
Come on. Say it. You did my trick.
I did. I took a swig of white vinegar. I was looking for malt vinegar, but I didn't have any. But I took one swig of white vinegar, and immediately they stopped.
Yep. Anyone out there in the world who's listening, if you get the hiccups when you're on the piss, drinking alcohol, that is, little swig of vinegar, malt vinegar, white vinegar, gone, instantly gone.
And that's true.
It does something to the acid balance in your body and sorts it all out for you. So, yep.
But it was instant.
That's our tip of the day, mate.
It is. And this is it. I'm an advocate for this because it was absolutely, no word of a lie, instant.
Yep. Just stops them dead in their tracks, eh?
Yeah. And I thought, yep, thanks for that, Oren. Because I remember you
did. Actually, one of my mates who's a personal trainer that taught me that.
Mm. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you taught me that years ago.
Yeah. He was up on it. Was actually you like at one of my birthday parties here, and he was here years, probably 10 years ago. Mm. I got the hiccups, and he said, oh, just take a swig of this. Because he'd studied human anatomy and all that sort of thing, heaps, you know, and he knew heaps about it. So took his advice, and boom, shalaka. She was all good.
I was looking. I had no malt vinegar anywhere, and I thought, fuck, all right, white vinegar's going to have to do. This is not going to be pleasant. But actually, to be fair, a mouthful of vinegar is not actually terrible.
I quite like it, actually. Yeah. Like a little sip of it is bloody good. Well, I reckon you should have a glass of water with a bit of apple cider vinegar in it every day. It's supposed to be really, really good for your system.
I've got these little gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies, and you have like two of those a day, and they're really quite good. Apparently good for weight loss, you know?
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah. Just make sure it's just apple cider gummies, not special gummies.
Not the special gummies. Okay.
And here's another one on the same vein, right? When you have had a skinful, personally, at the end of my night, I always get the munchies, like I'm really hungry. It doesn't matter if it's like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, I've got to make a feed. And the question is, what is your drunk feed? Mine is, preferably if there's bread buns in the pantry, I will have a couple of bread buns full of mayonnaise and cheese. That's my drunk feed.
Yeah.
That's my go-to every time.
I don't know. I just go through the fridge and I just find whatever's in there. Like, might be some mussels in a container or some pickles or, you know, there'd be anything I can just get and eat.
Yeah.
Make a big sandwich. Just put everything you find in the fridge, just put it on a sandwich. It's all oozing out and then you just eat it.
Yeah.
And it feels so good at the time, eh? And then, but later on, the next morning, you just wake up and you go, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah. And then you go to the bathroom and wonder why the fuck you're so clogged up. What did I put in that sandwich last night?
Yeah. Oh, nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah. Really, from a health perspective, not the greatest thing to do after a big night on the chop.
No.
But anyway.
I haven't had a big night on the chop for freaking ages, eh? Like, I don't know. I like have 4 or 5 beers at home. Maybe that's a big session for me now.
Yeah. Getting old. But, getting old, mate.
Oh, I just don't. Just time, too, eh? Like, I'm just so busy all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
And trying to get fit, like, bad enough sitting on your ass all day like I do with my job.
Well, this is it. When you say five beers is kind of your max, well, it's better than 10 or 12.
Well, it used to be every time we got together, it was at least 12.
Yeah, washed down with a bottle of port, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, that came up the other day, actually. My 40th, you know, when we all polished off a bottle of port in less than 10 minutes. You remember that?
You and me?
Yeah, no, it was you, me, my uncle, and my brother-in-law, and a couple others, and my nephew and that, remember? And my mate.
Oh, yeah.
sat around and we all had a little glass each, and boof, that was gone. They went, oh, that was lovely, let's have another one. So by the time we pulled the next round, that was the whole bottle gone.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, danger water. That's what you call it.
Yeah, it's nice though.
It is nice. You can't fault it.
But I've taken to my red wine, eh? It must be because I like port.
Yeah, yeah. I'm big on the old Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I like Pinot Noir and a good quality Merlot.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It's got to be a good one though. Like I found a Taylor's Merlot over here now, and it's actually bloody pretty good.
Some Merlots are like tar.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're nice. I do use Merlots in my mulled wine that I like to make every Christmas.
Mulled wine's good, though.
Oh, yes.
With the cinnamon and the fruit and all the bits you chuck in there, it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my little Christmas tradition. Although, it can be a tradition at any time of the year if you feel like it. It's my Saturday night tradition, mulled wine. Time for I Came Here for the Comments. So when I troll social media, I look for questions that someone has asked and like to share the funny answers that follow. And the question is, what's the worst thing you can say in an elevator full of people? A lot of us have been in this situation. So what's the worst thing you can say in an elevator full of people? This is a question I saw asked online. Here's some of the funnier answers. Is it okay if I take off my pants? count the floor numbers loud as you go.
That would be really annoying, eh? That'd be great.
On the same vein, if you're going up, heighten the pitch of your voice with every floor. And if you're going down, lower the pitch of your voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Just stand there going. Wait for the door to open. Don't go in, but stand there till the door starts closing and then quickly say, I'm an elevator technician and this brand of elevator is known for dropping unexpectedly. ask the question, does anyone else have a raging erection? scratch your head hard and say, anyone else got head lice? What's the worst thing you can say in an elevator full of people? Well, this orgy is sure as off to a slow start. And I'm going to wrap it up here with a true story that someone shared. And the story says, my mum and dad were in a crowded elevator. My mum was very pregnant to the point of bursting. She looked over to my dad and said, when are you going to tell your wife about me? goes on to say, my parents are happily married and she was just pranking him. It was the longest elevator ride of his life.
That's brilliant. I love those things like that where couples prank each other.
Yeah.
So Ryan good. Reynolds and Blake Lively are real good at it, eh?
They are. They are on social media especially, eh?
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good marriage right there.
Yeah.
I came here for the comments. Lovely.
That was a good one, I like that. Tradio.
So if you recall in the last episode, which, as we said, was a long time ago, I was going through some statistics and asking, you know, and going through what countries and states in America listen to us. And our American audience has just shot through the roof. And it's actually our biggest listener is America to this podcast. And I broke down all the different states. And if you remember, Oren, we said, write into us and tell us how you found us.
Yep.
Now, sometimes when you ask questions like that, especially, you know, in my years on the radio, if you ask people to phone in for a specific topic, you know you've got a lot of people listening, but you're only going to get 1% or 2% of them actually call in. Sometimes, in some cases, 0%. Because a lot of people like to just passively listen and just enjoy the content rather than actually be a part of it, which is completely understandable. But we did get a message through on our Facebook page. Because you can find us on Tradio on Facebook.
Yep.
And this came through from a lovely young lady called Tamitha. Or Tamitha? Tamitha? I'm going to go with Tamitha. And this is what she said. She responded. She said, hello, Oren and Andy. I love listening to your podcasts. Today I listened to you guys while I was at work and you asked us listening to tell you how we found you. So I was listening to a podcast called Chatty Daddies and one of the guys is named Trey. That's a good solid American name, isn't it? Trey.
Trey, yeah.
Anyway, Trey shared with the other guys on this podcast that he had a great idea for a podcast name for him to start and he said Tradio.
Trey, do it.
Yeah, but Trey, if you're listening, we do have reasonable franchise rates. Anyway, she says that I typed in Tradio wondering if Trey had gone and made it or not, and you guys popped up. You're one of my favourite podcasts to listen to, and I've almost 50 that I follow, which is really neat. She says, you guys are so funny. My favourite part is the dad joke off. They're hilarious. I also love hearing you two talk about your jobs and your family. It says, you guys know how to have a conversation so well. I love hearing you guys catch up and share what's going on in your life. I've told a few co-workers about your podcast. I work in Springfield, Missouri. Also, like your accent. She goes on to say, I'm surprised she can understand us.
Yeah.
She says, I'm 36 with a 2-year-old boy, a boyfriend who's 34, and he has a 10-year-old son that lives with us. And that's from Tamatha. In Missouri, USA.
That's great. Thank you for writing in.
Absolutely.
And hope you can understand us when we say fish and chops.
Yeah, fish and chops.
And I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah. I thought what I'd do actually, just out of pure interest, was have a look at Missouri and find some awesome facts about that state.
Missouri facts.
It is the 24th state. And it's the home to the biggest mammal in North America, the American bison. Now, apparently, there's a lot of people that tend to go to, like, safari parks and try and get close to bison for a photo. Yeah, don't do that.
Nah, not a good idea.
They quite enjoy killing people.
Missouri facts.
Apparently, there's black bears, bobcats, mountain lions, endangered grey wolves. They also live in the state, along with a type of rattlesnake. So... To be fair, here in New Zealand, we take for granted being able to walk out into our backyards and, you know, without the fear of getting eaten.
Yeah. No thanks. I think the biggest anything that's going to get you around here might be a blooming white-tailed spider.
Pretty lucky in the grand scheme. Yeah, if you get bitten by a white-tailed spider, stop crying about it. If you're not living in Missouri, so, you know, it's not the worst.
That's right.
Missouri facts.
It's got a population of over 6.1 million people. So put it into perspective, New Zealand's got about 5.2 million.
Far out, that's crazy.
It's insane.
Missouri facts.
Missouri is the only US state that doesn't have one single correct pronunciation, so there's no actual right way to say it.
Missouri.
I've always called it Missouri.
Missouri.
However you want to say it, there's actually no correct pronunciation.
Missouri facts.
Missouri went to war with Iowa over a border dispute. In 1838, tax agents from Missouri tried to collect tax from the Iowa region and were chased away with pitchforks. And you learn that in your history books at school. Get off my yard!
Missouri facts.
The world's first ready-made pancake mix was invented in Missouri. Missouri. Aunt Jemima's pancake mix hits the shelves in 1889.
Missouri facts.
Missouri is pretty much smack bang in the heart of Tornado Alley. I would hate to live in fear of my house being ripped off its foundations.
Yep. Hell
and
yeah.
That's just happened in parts of America. Was it Nebraska? I think it was.
They had some bad ones just the other day, eh?
Yeah. It's true. Not good. I feel so bad for them. I mean, geez. Another thing we take for granted, we don't get anything like that here.
Missouri facts.
And also, I'll wrap it up, Missouri has a few bizarre laws. There's the brothel law, which states that no more than 4 unrelated women can live in the same residence.
Is that a real law?
Yeah. What about those, what do they call them? Sisterhoods, those houses that the university students all live in.
Yeah.
Is that basically a brothel?
A frat house.
Yeah, frat house.
They're a brothel anyway, aren't they? kind of.
I guess they are. Apparently, it's illegal in Missouri to worry a squirrel.
How do you worry a squirrel? Do you, like, give it your taxes to do or something?
100%. It's illegal to intoxicate elephants.
Intoxicate elephants.
I didn't even think they had elephants over there. It's illegal to frighten babies.
Illegal to frighten?
Yeah. And the last one, it's illegal to honk another person's car horn in Missouri.
That is the weirdest law.
Isn't it? America's,
how the hell does that work?
America's full of them. I guess if you're a passenger in a vehicle and you lean over and hit the horn. Oh, I should use my left hand to demonstrate that, because they drive on the left. But if you're a front seat passenger, whatever, you're a passenger in the car and you honk the horn and it's not your car, apparently it's illegal. You go to prison for life and get locked up with the murderers. There you go.
What did you do to get in here? I honked the horn, boy.
Oh my God, stay away from that asshole. He's dangerous.
Missouri Facts.
Anyway, yes, Tamitha, thank you very much. And there you go, there's some stuff about Missouri, which I don't even know she knew. So you're welcome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
God bless America and Tradio.
Came for a dad joke off. This is Tamitha's favourite part.
Yeah, but I'm really unorganised this week.
That's all right, mate. You're unorganised and I think mine is shit, so we'll see how we go.
Dad jokes are bad jokes, but actually they're good jokes because we're dads.
Right, you might as well crack on and do yours. Go first and I'll see how I get on.
Okay, here we go. You ready for some shite? Have you heard about the dyslexic devil worshipper? He sold his soul to Santa.
What is the worst combination of illness?
Something to do with diarrhea.
Yep, Alzheimer's and diarrhea. You're running but you can't remember where.
I used to have a hen who would count her own eggs. She was a mathema-chicken.
A mathema-chicken. The other day I visited my new friend in his apartment. He told me to make myself at home, so I threw him out. I hate visitors.
That's a good one. My wife asked me to stop singing Wonderwall to her. I said, maybe.
That's a good one, I like that. My grief counsellor died the other day, but he was so good, I didn't even care.
Oh, fuck. What's Forrest Gump's email password? One, Forrest, one.
that's terrible.
Told you. I did give you a pre-warning.
My senior relatives like to tease me at weddings, saying things like, you'll be next. They stopped once I started doing the same thing at funerals.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're good at it.
Because they're good at it. I'll tell you this joke, but I've got another one as well. And now you've reminded me of one. How does an elephant hide in an apple tree?
Don't know.
Paints his toenails red. Oh, this one is another. Here's an extra one for bonus. Right. The doctor gave me 1 year to live, so I shot him with my gun. And the judge gave me 15 years. Problem solved.
That's good. That's a loophole in the system, isn't it? Good.
Dad jokes are bad jokes, but actually they're good jokes because we're dads. Tradio.
Hey, bit of good news for you quickly, mate, is that my toddler has started sleeping in her own bed.
Yeah. Oh my God, how long's that taken? How old is she now?
Hang on, mate, here we go. just short of 2 years. She probably comes in about one or two in the morning, but that's fine. I mean, that's better than sleeping with us full time. Went to Mitre 10 Mega recently and found this awesome nightlight that projects the stars onto the ceiling.
Yeah, that's helped.
Yeah, she loves it. And she's more than happy to go sleep in her own bed because she's watching. If you have Netflix, there is a kids program on there called Chip and Potato, which follows the story of a little pug. And Chip sleeps in her own bed like a big girl. So Elise, obviously, has gone, well, I want to be like Chip, so I'm going to sleep in my own bed too. And it's worked like a charm.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I could actually stand in here in this walk-in wardrobe of mine, which is half converted into a studio, and not worry about waking her in the bed behind the door.
Oh, well, that's good, eh? That's worth celebrating, that is.
It is.
When they finally sleep in their own bed.
But the thing is, there's this little part of you that misses it a little bit because it's just been a daily thing for the last 2 years. But then it's nice as well because we've got a good-sized bed. My wife and I can just have a side each and still starfish out without worrying.
Yeah.
Actually quite good, in a way.
I was thinking about it the other day, actually, about how fast time has gone by. Like, my oldest daughter now, she's at high school like yours. And,
yeah.
And my young fella, he's into mountain biking and doing all these bits and pieces now, eh? And it's just incredible how the time just goes, poof.
Don't they grow up fast?
Yeah, too fast.
But anyway, mate, I'm never going to be late for the podcast again like I have been because I don't have to wait for my wife to put the kid to bed because she doesn't let me put her to bed. Anyway.
I'll be late.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. The kids, they grow up so quickly, as we were just saying. And, you know, and sometimes it's just like, poof, there it was, gone. And I'll leave you, actually, with this thought for the day. If you're ever feeling down, just remember you've got the same amount of superpowers as Batman.
That's right.
All right, mate. Good to catch up anyway. Episode 63 done and dusted.
Yep. See you next time.
All right, mate. Good to catch up.
Yep, no worries.
See you later.
Bon voyage.
See ya.